As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Glad to have you on board. As many of you know, our studios have been under construction for the last week or so. You may have heard a few best ofs. It's a tough thing to do. That is a show when there's construction workers all around. So this is all live and in color, so don't worry about it. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to get on board, I've got emails from Steve, Jake, Tom, Rob, and Brian I haven't gotten to. So, some of them are long. I will get to them, though. I promise you that. In the meantime, I've got tons of stuff to talk about, starting with the hierarchy of tax-preferenced savings vehicles for high-income earners. And it doesn't necessarily mean all high-income, or you can be middle-income earners as well. But this is interesting. Kitsis, Michael Kitsis, wrote about it a week or two ago. In either event, I studied it and studied it and studied it. And I think I agree with most of it. See, we've talked about this so many times before. The three different types of income and therefore tax preferences. You have tax deductible contributions. You have tax-deferred growth, and then you have tax-free distributions. Now, there's different tax treatment. There's ordinary income. There's capital gains tax treatment. And there's no tax whatsoever, as in a Roth IRA. So one of the questions becomes, all right, well, where do you start? Where do you start with the tax-preferenced savings plans? And Michael kind of outlined it. And again, I don't think this is going to be 100% accurate for everybody. I would highly recommend that you have this conversation with your financial advisor. But one thing is for certain. If you have the opportunity to have a health savings account and you're reasonably healthy, I don't think there's anything better from a retirement savings standpoint than a health savings account. It's a triple tax-free account. It doesn't get any better than that. Now, you have to kind of understand how, in fact, it's triple tax-free, because there's some, you know, nooks and crannies that you just need to know about. That's why I'm here. First, it's tax deductible. That's tax Benny number one. So pre-tax money goes in to a health savings account. Next, the growth inside of that account is also tax deferred. But when you pull the money out, in other words, you take a distribution to pay for qualified healthcare expenses, It's all tax-free. It's all tax-free. Now, there is a caveat that is, in order to receive the preferential tax treatment, it's necessary to accept some trade-offs. One of the things that we talk about from time to time is the fact that if you actually pay the medical expenses as you go, one of the trade-offs is you're giving up a tremendous retirement benefit. So it might be beneficial for you to simply pay the little Mickey Mouse expenses out of pocket now, allowing the health savings account to continue to grow on a tax-deferred basis, and then use the money post-retirement. Now, there's two ways to use the money post-retirement. One is taxable, the other is not. When we say post-retirement, it's post-age 65, because there is a penalty, a substantial penalty, if you take the money out for reasons other than health care before age 65. But after age 65, it's just like an IRA. You can take the money out and use it any way you want. But who doesn't have post-age 65 health care costs? Whether it be to pay for long-term care insurance premiums or paying for prescriptions and drugs and co-pays, et cetera, we're all going to have them. And in fact, the studies by Fidelity and others have suggested those expenses are in the $200,000 to $300,000 range, not including the cost of long-term care. So what does that mean? That means you have the opportunity to save money triple tax-free in a health savings account. All right, first off, for single individuals, you can put $3,450 away in an HSA. For families, it's $6,900 plus a $1,000 catch-up contribution. So that's almost $8,000 a year if you're 50 plus. That's a lot of money you get to stash away. Now, you have to have a high deductible health insurance policy to go with this. So your deductibles, can be $2,700 or $1,350 or $6,650, with maximum out of pockets of $13,300 for families. So if your deductible, say, is $6,000 or $5,000 or whatever for a family, you're going to have to pay the first $5,000 out of pocket. Now, if you can put $8,000 into a health savings account, you'd have that money. But this is where it gets interesting. Just write the check yourself and let the $8,000 continue to compound and compound and compound. Because then when the money comes out, it'll be tax-free as long as it comes out for qualified medical expenses. And who's not going to have them? We all have them. So the HSA is by far the best triple tax-free savings account. Next, in Tier 2, we go to double tax preferenced retirement accounts. And you can also possibly throw in 529 plans, et cetera, et cetera. So right after the unique triple tax-free HSA, we move on to other types of accounts that might be beneficial to you. Okay, let's talk about the fact that with a 529 plan, you can't get the deduction up front, but you can, in fact, defer the use of those funds and the growth on a tax-deferred basis for a very, very, very long time. Remember, with a 529 plan, you can change beneficiaries anytime you want. If I take out a 529 plan on one of my grandkids and they get a scholarship or whatever, I can change the beneficiary to one of my great-grandkids when I'm 85 years old. Think about the compounding impact on that. You could have 35 years of compounding to pay for educational costs on a tax-free basis. So that's a pretty cool thing for you to deal with. There's also the Roth-style accounts that you can either do with your own personal money, depending on how much you earn, or in fact, you can do through a Roth 401k plan. You can also do what is called a backdoor Roth. For those that make too much money, they can fund a non-deductible IRA and then almost instantaneously convert it to a Roth, get the tax-free growth. And as I've mentioned on this program before, the study that was done by United Income pretty much said everybody can use some money in a Roth IRA. Just don't cannibalize your pre-tax contributions if you're in a high income tax bracket. But in the case of a backdoor Roth or a mega backdoor Roth, that's extra money that you have after you've already done all the pre-tax stuff. Stick around, I'll tell you more about that. Tax preferences is the topic of discussion today. And if you're smart and your advisor's smart, they'll go through this hierarchy with you. The hierarchy of tax preferences. Also, emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Just simply click on the Ask Ray button. Shoot me an email, that is. We're back in a flash. Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange-certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. We're talking today about the hierarchy of tax-preferenced savings vehicles. Before the break, we talked about things such as the triple tax-free health savings accounts that everybody should have if they're reasonably healthy to take advantage of, because you get to put, you know, a family can put somewhere between $7,000 and $8,000 almost away, depending on your age. And that money is pre-tax going in. It's tax deferred while it grows. It can be invested, incidentally, in mutual funds and so forth. And then as long as the money is pulled out for health care, qualified health care expenses, all the money comes out tax-free. And the strategy there is to pay for your medical expenses out of pocket while you allow that account to continue to grow. Now, if you keep track of all of your out-of-pocket medical expenses that you write a check for now, you can lump sum get reimbursed later on, say at 65. Maybe you took $20,000 out of your pocket over the last 10 years or 20 years or whatever. $20,000 you paid, you didn't get a deduction for it because it didn't exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income or whatever. You just take those receipts to your HSA and you say, cut me a check tax-free for $20,000. $20,000 tax-free when you need it the most. $20,000 where you can blend your income. You don't have to do it all at once either. You could take $5,000, $10,000. And if you blend some tax-free money with your taxable Social Security payments and maybe required minimum distributions, et cetera, you may be able to keep yourself out of paying tax on 85% of your Social Security. You may be able to keep yourself in the 12% tax bracket instead of the 22%. I've talked a lot about blending tax brackets in the past. Now, the same thing is true with a Roth IRA. But for most high-income individuals, a tax-deductible IRA or 401k in this case, because most high-income individuals aren't going to be able to fund a tax-deductible IRA if they happen to have a qualified retirement plan. But I think it's better to get the upfront tax deduction. Even, you know, if you can blend an IRA and a 401k, I still say go for the tax deduction. Use your surplus money to fund the Roth or the backdoor Roth. Remember, as I said before the break, max out on your 401k plan. You get to save a bunch of taxes. If you're in the highest tax bracket, I mean, it's not likely that when you retire, you're going to be making $600,000 of ordinary income to stay in that high bracket. Typically, you're better off with a Roth IRA if your tax rates are going higher after you retire, not lower. So you got to keep that in mind. Still, that doesn't mean you shouldn't fund a Roth. I'm just saying there is a hierarchy or an order in which you might want to get there. And if you're a high-income individual, the pre-tax 401k, anything tax-deductible, is going to be better if you're in a super high tax bracket now, and you're going to be in a lower bracket when the money starts coming out. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't do the backdoor Roth IRA. As I mentioned before the break, the backdoor Roth IRA is available to anyone. Doesn't matter how much money you make. You simply put money into a traditional IRA, and then you convert it to a Roth. Now, there is one minor, I don't know if it's minor, it could be major, complication in doing that. And that is if you have other pre-tax IRAs. Remember, there's an aggregation rule or a blending rule, if you will. A traditional IRA is a traditional IRA, whether it's got pre-tax money in it or post-tax money. So in order for you to be able to do the backdoor Roth conversion, as I just mentioned, you'll need to roll over all of the pre-tax money into your 401k, leaving naked just the post-tax contributions. All earnings and all pre-tax contributions need to be in a qualified plan, isolating the traditional IRA with just post-tax money. Then there's nothing to aggregate. All you have in traditional IRAs is post-tax money. Again, don't do this at home by yourself. Get a decent financial advisor, a real financial planner, a best practices dude or dudette that know these rules so you don't screw them up. We talked about the 529 plan where you can leverage savings and so forth and pass it along to different generations for education. Again, you should probably get some help in that regard because you've got lots of different choices. And depending on who owns the plan, et cetera, it could mess up, you know, getting college tuition assistance and so forth. So these are pretty sophisticated areas. Now, there's also the mega backdoor Roth IRA. This one's kind of interesting. We've talked about it once or twice, but not many advisors are even aware of this. In your 401k plan, you can actually have a total contribution limit this year of $55,000. If you're under 50, that means you can put in $18,500. So if, in fact, you maxed out with $18,500, there's still another, what, $36,500 more that can be contributed on a post-tax basis. Now, the $55,000, you got to add up all of the monies that you can put in, $36,500 plus 18.5 puts you at $55,000. Now, if there's a matching contribution, you've got to reduce that 36.5. But let's just say that, you know, the max there is no matching contribution. You now put $18,500 of pre-tax money, that's tax-deductible money, that grows on a tax-deferred basis. And when it all comes out, it comes out taxable as ordinary income. But the mega backdoor Roth works like this. Again, no other money's going in. Say this is your own solo 401k. You put $36,500 each year away into a post-tax mega backdoor Roth. It's not a Roth yet, by the way. And you did that for 10 years. You've got $365,000 sitting in this account. You retire, you roll that $365,000 into a Roth IRA directly. You roll all the other pre-tax money and all the earnings into a traditional IRA, and voila, you've got a jumbo mega backdoor Roth. Smoking good. Smoking good. All right, stick around. We'll finish up on the other side. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
is Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show, talking today about the hierarchy of tax-preferenced savings vehicles. And we've gone through stuff like 529 plans and Roth IRAs and backdoor Roths and mega backdoor Roths, health savings accounts, all that stuff, where they fit in your particular portfolio, your particular situation, really needs to be reviewed by yourself and a competent financial advisor. Because just about every single rule I can come up with, if I've got the pen last, a better way to do it. I know that sounds kind of arrogant and crazy, but it's sort of true. It really depends on your own situation. One thing we haven't talked about is basic tax deferred growth. Stuff like tax deferred annuities. Now, I know what you're thinking. That guy on television hates those annuity things. You know, and the fact is, the annuities that he is alluding to are expensive, and you probably shouldn't be buying them unless you're buying them for certain underlying guarantees that are worth the cost. That, too, needs to be discussed. But he is putting out some really, really bad and false information. A non-qualified deferred annuity can come with little or no fees at all. I'll give you one example. Let's just take a MYGA, a multi-year guaranteed annuity contract, versus a CD. And let's say that you earn the exact same rates of return. You bought like three-year CDs and rolled them, and you bought three-year MYGAs and rolled them. But the MYGA, the multi-year guaranteed annuity contract, you rolled by virtue of a 1035 exchange, tax-deferred exchange. So I'll plug into my calculator the fact that you earn 3%. Now, let's say you live in a crappy state tax-wise, like California, where it's pretty easy to get into the 33% tax bracket. I'm using that because it's simple mathematics. So if I earned 3%, in this CD, I'd only net 2% because I'm in a 33% tax bracket. So over the next 10 years, and I'm plugging this number in as I go, I earn a net of 2%, and I'd say I started with $100,000 just to make the math simple. I'd have $121,899. Let's write that down, $121,899. Now, if I did 1035 exchanges, let's plug in 3%, because I'm not paying tax yet anyway, over the next 10 years with my $100,000. My calculator says $134,390. So $134,390 minus $121,899 is, I've got $12,490 more interest earned. Now, here's the deal. If I'm retired 10 years from now, maybe my tax bracket drops down to 25%, right? Instead of 33%. So I'm going to pay tax on the interest earnings of $34,000. 390 in the 25% bracket, which is $8,597, I'm still about $4,000 ahead. So I have $4,000 more in my bank account by using a multi-year guaranteed annuity contract than a CD. Is there a difference in safety? Oh, it's very minuscule. In one case, you've got FDIC insurance. In the other case, it's backed by an A-rated or double A-rated insurance company and possibly a state guarantee fund. I don't know of anyone that's ever lost money in one of those. So when you start adding up the $3,000 and $4,000 here and there, Not to mention the fact that, incidentally, most MIGAs will pay more than CDs. Or you could go from a MIGA to an index annuity and maybe even make more than that. So to eliminate non-qualified deferred annuities from the conversation when it comes to, say, taxable bonds or taxable CDs makes no sense. Now, do keep in mind, if you're under age 59 and a half, annuities do come with some penalties. So this would be probably reserved for those in their late 50s, early 60s, and beyond. Now, there's also the bad annuities that the guy on TV is really alluding to. He does not address the fact that there's a difference between a fixed no-fee annuity, like the MIGA, and a variable annuity, many of which have high fees, but they have high fees for a reason. The reason is they may come with certain guarantees that you may not want. But if you're just comparing regular old mutual funds to a regular old non-fee investment-only variable annuity, you can probably get that at a 0.5% cost with no loads coming out. Oh, he doesn't say that, does he? And the same thing, if you're going to do that over the next 20 or 30 years, the tax deferral and the arbitrage of tax brackets can work out for you. Just saying, be careful what you hear, be careful what you read, and be careful what you see, even on television. Because sometimes there is an agenda. With that fellow, his agenda is, I'm a billionaire. I can spend all kinds of money marketing. For whatever reason, he's been able to dodge the regulators, because I don't think he's allowed to say some of the stuff he's saying, but that's just me. I think I'm right on that account, too. In either event, let's move on. Other people might argue that a life insurance policy is yet another way to accumulate money on a tax-deferred basis and pay it out on a tax-free basis. That is true. That is 100% true. However, it's hard for me, unless you're among the very wealthy, to justify doing a life insurance policy if you don't need the life insurance. Now, if you're talking about buying term insurance anyway, then that strategy can work. But the guys on radio that say it'll beat the pants off of any IRA or 401k, have you heard that ad? That guy is also lying. It's not going to beat the pants off of any IRA and 401k. Come on. Any? But that doesn't mean it's a bad deal. I mean, they ought to just tell the truth, because a life insurance policy has an accumulation vehicle for those that have already maxed out on their Roths and 401ks and so forth, can make some sense, because you still get a tax-free death benefit to your heirs if you get hit by a bus, and the money grows inside the contract. If you use one that's low in the load department, money grows on a tax-deferred basis. And remember, you can withdraw your basis tax-free while allowing your interest to continue to grow on a tax-deferred basis, and then borrow the interest out tax-free later on, using the future death benefit to pay for the loan off. So there you have it. Now, super rich people can use dynasty trusts and grantor trusts and so forth. But let's face it, I'd be talking to about one person that's in that position right now. So I'm not going to get into the sophistication of dynasty trust. Remember, to be in a big estate tax situation today, at least for the time being, you got to have an estate more than $11 or $12 million. There's really no federal estate tax or gift tax, for that matter, on estates that are $11 to $12 million. You just have to be, you know, cognizant of the fact that if you win the lottery all of a sudden the government, if you croak, is going to come after, you know, 40-50% of that money. And there are ways that you can potentially get around it. That is an enormously sophisticated area of the law and requires a team of financial advisors, in my opinion. I've worked with some really, really smart guys that talk circles around me in that area. So anyway, we'll take a break, come back with your emails. Again, if you want to read about this hierarchy stuff, just Google the hierarchy of tax-preferenced saving vehicles for high-income earners, and you'll find it online. It's a little highbrow, but I think you can take it. I'll be back. Emails coming up next. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. I'll put you to the top of the list.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread. Payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Back in action here on the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. That's what we do, and we do it every day. Holy mackerel, we've got some emails. They're kind of long, but since I've been off for, golly, has it been almost 2 weeks now with the studio being under construction, I better jump on these. I've got them on my cell phone, so I'm going to read them right from the cell phone. Hopefully, I can see. You know, as you get older, the eyes start to go, but I think this is okay. Because on my cell phone, I can make them bigger by squeezing or not squeezing my fingers together. Hi, Ray. This is Steve. I'm 50 years old and hope to retire in 10 years. I have a 401k valued at $435k. My question is asset allocation with regards to my 401k and percent I should have in a bond fund. As I understand it, I should hold about 25%. In a bond fund. I hate to have 100K sitting there doing very little and not working toward what I need in order to retire. Should I hold that much there? Any suggestions beside bond funds or what percent my 401K I should allocate to a bond fund? All right, so let's just round up, Steve. Let's say it's $450,000 and 25% of that is what, $112,000. I kind of agree with you. Now, I take a little different approach. I got to pull my calculator out here real quick, if you don't mind. That's on my cell phone, too. Let me tell you how I would approach this, all right? So you have $450,000. Under the so-called 4% rule, if you were retired today, you'd be taking $18,000 per year out of that account. So let's just work with the 450 as it is. If I want $18,000 out of that account, that requires in present value, if I wanted $18,000 in payments, let's see, 3%. I don't need the payments for 15 years because I'm 10 years away from retirement. Remember, I use a 15-year timeline. Because there's never been a 15-year period that I can remember where stocks have lost money. So I would look for $18,000 a year. I plug this into my calculator. For 5 years, at let's say 3%, okay? That's $82,000. So we'll call it 80 grand. So you take $80,000 and present value that to today. Because you don't need the money for 10 years. So at 3%, that is about $60,000. So Steve, I would take 60 grand, not 112, and I would put that into some kind of fixed income investment that is safe. I'll come back to that. So 60,000 divided by 415,000 is about 15%. Ah, I have just established my asset allocation going forward. Because if 15% of my income, if I were retiring today, were going to go toward safety and my future income, then over the next 10 years, I should feel fairly comfortable with 85% contributions going into riskier stuff like stocks and so forth, and 15% going into safer stuff like bonds. Now, over time, you'll adjust that. That's what financial planners get paid to do, to help you do that. I'm just giving you my eyeball based on where you are today. So take 60,000 bucks plus 15% going forward. That goes into the safe account for the next 10 years. That should give you enough money to fund 5 years more worth of income. And at least at that point, we have statistically managed the risk of being in the stock market. Okay? I don't want to get too deep into this because I could probably spend a whole show on you, Steve. But let me just point one other thing out. You don't like bonds? I don't either. Remember, Ibbotson just came out with a research report the other day. He looked at the last 90 years and determined that an uncapped fixed indexed annuity would have beaten bonds in every single year. Yeah, look up the study. I don't make this stuff up. Roger Ibbotson, the guy that invented the Ibbotson charts from Zebra Capital Management. You go online and check that out too. So if you have an IRA, then you can maybe get that 60 grand or whatever the number might be and fund a fixed indexed annuity, just like Roger Ibbotson says, because he claims they will beat bonds going forward, especially since interest rates are on the rise. Now, if you don't have an IRA, but you've got some post-tax money in a brokerage account, same thing could be true. You could use your bond allocation on a tax-deferred basis in your taxable account and your stocks inside your IRA. I'd have to do the math on that one because you're giving up some potential capital gains tax treatment, but that's yet another potential solution for Steve. Again, this all needs to be discussed with a competent financial advisor, of which I am not one. I mean, I'm competent, but I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not going in the loony bin anytime soon. Jake is next. I have been out of debt and have no loans or credit cards in my name in over 8 years. My girlfriend and I are wanting to buy a house in the next 3 to 4 years. She has great credit, an 800-plus score, but I have no score anymore. I got a small loan to start building some credit, and I'm thinking of getting a credit card to use for my gas or small things like that and pay it off each month. Is that a good strategy so I can have good credit when we decide to buy a home? Yes, I think that is a good strategy. If you can get more credit under your name, and you may need to leave a small balance, but $100 balance isn't going to kill you. You know, it's like a dollar or two of interest. It's not that big of a deal. And building your credit will be important. Now, if in 3 years your credit score still stinks, your girlfriend's got an 800, hopefully you can qualify on her income. If you need both of your incomes, then you do need to work on getting the credit score under control. If you can qualify under hers, she could always quit claim deed the half of the house over to you. But I just got to tell you, I would love to see you guys be married, because you own a house together and the relationship breaks up, it gets really, really complicated, Jake. Really complicated. Listen, it's 3 or 4 years from now. You ought to be able to pop the question by then, don't you think? Use a credit card, buy her a ring, and then pay that thing off as quickly as you can. Hey, thank you all for tuning in to the Ray Lucia Show. Email me, will you? RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.